Hey, what's going on, everyone? And welcome to another episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard. I'm your host, Chris, X-Bar, as I'm known in the gaming universe. You know, I'm definitely trying to push that on everyone. I'm the first X-Bar. Let me just rant about this right now. I am the first X-Bar. Well, hold on here. I'm the first person that came up with this alias, X-Bar, X-B-A-R. It's me. I created this in EverQuest. And, you know, I made him, he was a monk, a human monk, and I got him, like, level 54. Since then, I just, you know, I've been using X-Bar on every single game that's allowed me to create that. And being as a four-character word, I had to incorporate Matic in some instances. Well, welcome, and I appreciate everyone for tuning in, and I apologize for not having any Trust Me, I Have a Beard content. I definitely been on a hiatus, a bit of health complications in the last couple weeks. I've had a really bad sty on my eye. It just got really inflamed and pretty much took over my entire top lid of my eye. Super sensitive and raw, but I'm happy to say I've been taking antibiotics and now it feels like it's killed it off because the redness is almost gone. I'm using a new setup. So let me know what you guys think about the sound quality. I'm now recording directly off my computer. Before, I was using my phone. I had a really awesome app on my phone that allowed me to tweak all these different settings for recording, and my mic on my phone particularly was really good. However, now I have an actual headset, so let me know what you guys think, if it's too loud, if there's any static. I did test it quite extensively, but I only bought the headset for like $13 on Amazon, so give me a break. So before we begin this episode, I want to give a huge shout out to Troy. He really, I don't know, he really puts together the podcast in my eyes. Just hearing the music, as subtle as it may be on certain tracks, I don't know, just the quality's there, and I feel like he kicks it to that level of like, oh, you can listen to this in your car and just listen to it just for the music. So definitely a huge shout out to Troy. Want to check out his personal tracks, in which he updates all the time. He just came out with one 30 minutes ago at the time of this recording, so he updates this all the time. Go to soundcloud.com/mindsinger-dreamdecker. So, Mindsinger, one word, dash, Dreamdecker, one word. And you can also find his professional work, things that he's done on games and different compositions, at soundcloud.com/HelloTroy, one word. Thanks again, Troy. You fucking rock, bro. Love the tunes. I especially love his tunes because he's so diverse, and it seems to me like, depending on the day when he's making it, he'll make a, you know, more upbeat one, or he'll make a slow one, you know. That's what I love about Troy's music. You can really tell he's putting his heart and soul into it. So on this episode, I wanted to do a bit of rant and raving, just about the politics that's going on in America. We have a huge change that's about to happen. In this country, Obama has served two terms, so he cannot serve again. As much as everyone wants to say, like, oh, it's gonna happen, and all these conspiracy theorists. No, there's only been one president that's done that, and that's because of World War II. So, we're having a huge change in this country, but also, too, it's a polarizing change as it's always been in this country. Two dividing lines. The left and the right, if you will. And for someone like me, I wanted to talk about this now, especially since we've digested a lot of the candidates, we've seen them in action as far as the debates that's happened, and we've seen the ones that we kind of thought were strong ones that's dropped out. And honestly, when I found out that Trump was running, I instantly thought, oh, this shit is, there's no way. You know, it's just like everyone else. There's just no fucking way. No one's going to take this serious. But look what's going on. And let me begin by saying this. I do not support Donald Trump. Hell no. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that we have a candidate like him that's come this far on his stupid experience, which is being a reality TV star and starting a bunch of hotels and casinos that rely on credit. Yes, did he take some risk and open a business? Yeah, he did. Congratulations. You know, when people say that shit to me, you know, like, well, I definitely take the risk. I've opened up my own business. I'm a businessman. You know, I can easily go through that in my mind without having to open up credit cards, without having to go through the debt and the growing pains of seeing if this business will work. And I guess in that sense, I can say I'm a businessman too. I can think in my head, well, if I open up a casino in Arizona and, you know, I take all this money, and if I can get all this money on credit and I can clear profit in 2 years and blah, blah, blah. But no, I'm not going to do all that shit. It's not where my passion is. So because you opened up a business that's sort of failing, falling on its ass all the time, and to go back to Donald Trump, the employees are coming out and saying that they're being treated like shit, their wages are terrible. That, you know, is, who cares that you opened that? I don't give a shit that you opened that. That just seems to me that you wanted to open a business for yourself and not to help anyone else. Not the prospect of actually opening a business that we all want to think, you know, there's jobs, there's opportunity for everyone. This pool will come out in this localized fashion wherever the business is located. Now, and this is another thing I want to rant. I'm going to go off on a tangent here. Capitalism in this country is completely corrupt. It's broken. The ideas were there. But now we're so far fucking reached. Got the most valuable company in the world, Apple. And they're allowed to conduct their operation in China and put up suicide nets and have terrible working conditions. And we're talking about living in fucking 2016. That's capitalism? That is fucked. That's fucked. Capitalism's broken. And that's another thing where I definitely take a step back and look at Trump and shake my head. He's the guy that completely believes in it. And no matter what he believes, his track record just shows what he wants in capitalism. All the money to himself. Just a piece of shit of a person. But unfortunately, he's becoming the Republican nomination, undoubtedly, and it's sad. But also, it makes me laugh and look at that party that was so united just 20 years ago, 15 years ago, the Republican Party. So strong behind candidates, and the candidates that were coming out were great candidates. But now look at it. It's completely fragmented. So sorry about that that mild fucking tangent rant about Donald Trump and capitalism. Let's get back on track here. So we have the election coming up in America, and we have Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton in the race for the Democratic nominee, and Trump, which is going to be the Republican nominee. Now, this is where it's been frustrating me the most, because here we have one candidate that stands out in common sense, that stands out, that came out of nowhere, and I'm talking about Bernie Sanders, and goes, I'm going to expose this as much as I can. And when I first saw Bernie Sanders as a candidate, I thought, you know, let's see where he's at. I wasn't committed on any candidates at the time when I first was watching the first debates, when everything was just starting to explode on who's running and whatnot. I'm making a habit to observe as much as I can, especially in politics, to take a step back and watch as much as I can, consume as much as I can, in the sense of unbiased news and unbiased media. So I go out and find that myself. And I also talk to people around me, especially. You know, my peers and whatnot around me, I definitely talk to them and wonder what they think. Hey, you know, hey, you watch The Apprentice? Fucking Donald Trump. Fucking he's running. And see what their reaction is. And I think that's very important in politics. And I think that's what the Founding Fathers wanted everyone in this country to have. Is when they set up all of our rights as a citizen to get the information that we want and to consume it the way we wanted it. But now it's enveloped into a just complete mess of, you know, hey, watch Fox News or watch CNN. You know, you can only watch one or the other. It's ridiculous at this point. You get told what to watch, you get told what to vote for, and the systems that we have in place, especially the time frame that all these elections take place, you know, we have to think about it every 4 years. The process itself does take, I don't know, you know, like a year and a half. So we have enough time to take a step back and observe. And a lot of Americans nowadays definitely just go, I like their face, I'm voting for them. And that's how Donald Trump is honestly winning the masses over, in my opinion. He's putting on a smile and, you know, putting on that smirk, and people like that. Ah, shit, that reminds me of, you know, that cool fucking movie. Hey, this is gonna be like fucking, we're gonna be the fucking mob lord of this country now because we got Donald Trump Don up in here. It's, I don't know. It's sad and it scares me. So, like I said, we have Bernie Sanders in here coming out of the woodwork and basically exposing the politics that's involved currently. Especially in the last couple of presidential elections, we've had just head scratchers on like, hey, where do these votes go? Why can't these people vote? You know, just bullshit pulled all over our eyes. And it feels like Bernie Sanders just came out just to say that. Hey, this is fucking bullshit. I'm on the news. Hey, I'm on this debate. This is bullshit. And everyone's like, oh, shit. They really observed that. And now he's a serious candidate. And I say that he's a serious candidate because he's honestly came this far when he first came out as a candidate. Everyone's like, he's just, you know, he's going to be around for a couple months. See you later. However, he's been consistently exposing all the problems in politics and the nomination process, especially in the nomination process, exposing our infrastructure, and he's doing it consistently and thus just garnering all these people that are going, man, that fucking makes sense. You know, I was just watching a rally today that he was doing in New Mexico. And he was talking about the oligarchy, the presidential dynasties that happen, that's consistently happening in our country right now. We have Bush, we have Clinton, okay? Well, how many other fucking, you know, same fucking people, conflict of interest, do we need to have in office? I mean, we had Jeb Bush just running in the Republican nomination, and thankfully he didn't go too far, but I'm just thinking in my head, man, a third Bush, would this really happen? Like, will he really be the fucking nomination for the Republican Party? Him, Bush, and Trump at the time, I was thinking, fuck, these two cannot get in, and one of them did. So, and honestly, I can see if Trump getting into the Oval Office, there's going to be plenty more Trumps to come. There's going to be a Trump fucking cade up in here. Trumpcade. And it's scary because it's like, as a nation, this should be common sense. As Americans, we should go, this isn't right. Hey, why are there so many Clintons and Bushes running and stuff? Isn't this some sort of conflict of interest or something like that? And Bernie Sanders is exposing everything in the sense of the nomination especially. It's completely rigged in every sort of occasion. You know, how the superdelegates are divided and the delegates are divided. So it's different in every state, blah, 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 and the DNC. It makes it to where there's so many fucking chains in your face. You can't see which one someone's trying to pull down, if you get what I mean. there's so much shit going on in front of you. You can't see what's going on, like, way behind the scenes. And Bernie Sanders is exposing that, which I think is just absolutely admirable. And he's definitely someone I can get behind. At this point in the nomination, if he does garner enough delegates, which I believe is like 2,318, something like that, to get the nomination, I would definitely be voting for Bernie Sanders. And if Hillary Clinton gets in, I don't know if I can vote for her. And I don't know if I can vote for Donald Trump. I really don't. I don't even know if I would vote. And that makes me really sad, because there's not an option in front of me. As a informed person in politics, as much as I want to say I am, because I watched all the debates, I've made up my own decision on this and pondered about it. How is that democracy? In my point, I just gotta just put up with it. Because honestly, in the polls, if Hillary wins, and this is what I've been telling everyone that's asked me, hey, Chris, do you really think Trump will win? And I say, look, it'll be a coin toss if he's up against Hillary Clinton. It'll be a flip of a coin, literally, 50-50 chance. It's that stupid close. If Bernie Sanders wins the nomination and he's up against Trump, it'll be a landslide for Bernie Sanders. He will absolutely landslide Donald Trump. Because what you have right there, and I try to explain it in the way of, there's only one outcome of why it's a coin flip. Why there's not a general consensus, hey, you know, Donald Trump sucks, right? That's just because there's one person voting for that person to get into office so the other person doesn't get into office, which is not what democracy is about. You're supposed to be voting on merit and their demeanor, their temperament. A president is supposed to be someone that you look up to, especially how it's formed in this country. You know, how you dress the nation and whatnot. It is a serious role in this country. And growing up in America, I definitely have always looked at the president as someone that I need to respect. Someone that, you know, is doing the betterment for me. And to think that Donald Trump would be in just going, hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another State of the Union. Fuck, huh? Yeah, it's been fucking rough. We're gonna get some jobs going, don't worry about it. We'll get them all going, and, you know, it'll probably be a couple years from now. It takes a while to get the towers up. In that respect, I really don't know if I can ever take that seriously, or ever take it seriously again in this country, to have that same feeling if Donald Trump becomes president, and really if Hillary Clinton becomes president, because I am totally with Bernie Sanders exposing the oligarchy and the dynasty bullshit. It shouldn't be allowed. There should just be a simple law. Guess what? If you share the same relationship as a past president, you know, you cannot run. I'm sorry, you just can't. You've already been a fucking first lady. You had your hand in politics. When is it enough? You know, when I think about that, it just reminds me of House of Cards. You know, House of Cards is crazy show exposing politics from the inside, basically, of how corrupt it can be, and it just being a really good drama as well. But also too, it has the sense of like, holy shit, man, these people, money is in power. It's really controlling where it goes and how it's coming in. And when you have a president, you want to make sure they're as least corrupt as possible in every sense of the word. Now, could you say that for Donald Trump? But he's not corrupt. Well, given that his employees multiple times has complained about their working conditions and their wages and whatnot, that alone right there just axes him out in my eyes. So I don't need to hear anything else. And given that Hillary Clinton's past records of, you know, in 2002 and 2004 saying that gay marriage is, you know, should not happen in this country and will not happen in this country as far as she's concerned and blah blah blah. And then now all of a sudden in 2013 just flipping it around to help her campaign around. That's clearly what it fucking was. And then with the bullshit speeches that she's getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars and not releasing the transcripts because she's just going, why, you know, hey, why does anyone want to read any of that? Well, that's because we have time to read it. That's why. So, yeah, I would say that she's corrupt, absolutely. And her last name is a Clinton. I'm not saying that Bill Clinton was a bad president, but I'm saying that she was, at one point in this history of this country, very involved in the politics in the Oval Office. Clearly, she's, you know, she had to have been fucking Clinton every now and then. I know Monica Lewinsky was sucking his dick, but, you know, hey, she's still the First Lady. The First Lady does have a lot of pull. And she was Secretary of State. It, you know, she's had her hand in politics, and it shouldn't be allowed for a dynasty to happen. This isn't old-timey China and freaking feudal Japan, where we're trying to just figure out who can, you know, who has the fucking healthier child to run the country because their last name is the same. This is America. This is a country where they're supposed to have infrastructure for democracy so everyone can utilize their voice. And we've really lost it. Everyone now feels like they're suppressed. Feels like it's not in their power at all. And proper infrastructure is needed for a society as a whole to be successful. You have to have proper infrastructure when it comes to making sure every citizen is healthy. You're fucking right that healthcare should be free. You're fucking right. You take a step back and you think, oh, well, we got all this bullshit in this country. We got all this luxury stuff, and you can buy games all day and big dick TVs, and yet we can't go back and say, I think that everyone should be healthy. We can't agree on that as a society, which is a little ridiculous. But I honestly think we can. It's just we don't have the proper infrastructure to agree upon. Like, take voting, for instance. You know, we can go on Facebook and we can click the like button and instantly message one of our friends or family members, show them exactly how we feel on Facebook because they got all these bullshit emotions now, but yet we can't go on the same infrastructure, the same sort of infrastructure. I'm not saying it has to be facebook.com/AmericaVoting, but just some sort of infrastructure that we have in place, like Twitter, real-time social software, Facebook, real-time social software, and utilize it for voting. It's fucking 2016. Why can't I vote on the internet? Why? I don't know. My IP address is definitely locked in the United States. So when you look at that and you question that, you realize that there's no infrastructure there. Because they want to keep it as messy as possible in front of you. And you have Bernie Sanders coming in and saying, we got to clean up this fucking mess. This is crazy. There's too much shit in front of our eyes. We can't even see anymore. We question what the American dream now is. Whereas 15, 20 years ago, you ask any American and they would say the same thing about being successful, right? And he's coming in and exposing that, exploiting it. And I think that is a candidate I can definitely get behind. And he's someone that creates a movement anyways. Even if he doesn't win, he's going to instill this into everyone. And eventually it will change in America. As a country, the United States has gone through way more radical changes in such a short amount of time than any other country. We've always been the country to pretty much retroactively fix it. The timeline is never good enough because the certain people that are going through the hardships, it's in their lifetime, so it takes years and years. But if you look at things and how things changed, things do change in this country in a very rapid rate, and it does change drastically. So that can go either one way or the other. A coin flip. My question to all of you is, have you ever lost at a coin flip? Have you ever lost big at a coin flip? It sucks. It sucks when you do. Don't rely on the coin. Rely on your observation. Inform yourself. Make everything a informed decision. So you don't ever have to regret flipping a coin. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and putting up with this episode. If you didn't like it, I can totally understand. It's all about politics, and that's a tough pill to swallow for some people. But I definitely wanted to make this to give a huge shout out to what I feel is a preemptive strike on massive change in America. And I hope I'm right. I hope Bernie Sanders wins. I hope that everyone can go to college for free and go to the doctors for free and not have to worry about it, not have to wait to the very last second. And I think that everyone should have the same starting point as everyone else. And if someone falls, society can get behind that person and go, get back up. I hope you get back up. Thank you, everyone. And I will definitely try to be more consistent on creating podcasts. I definitely want to get my Did You Beat It podcast back going. I had a lot of fun doing that. I really fucked it up. I'm going to tell you guys what happened, okay? So I was recording it, and I was doing this feature called Skip Silence. And I didn't realize it was on my recording device. And I was playing the game itself, the video. So my audio was completely unsynced. The first three episodes that are on YouTube, the ones that you can view, I had to cut and sync all the audio up to my best ability, and it just took so long. It took so long. So I'll probably end up restarting Tube Rules 2 or playing a different game and get that going again. That's Did You Beat It on YouTube. You just go up to youtube.com and type in ETAcast, hit that subscribe button for me and for you. I want to thank everyone again for checking it out. And thank you, Troy, for the music. Cheers, everyone. We'll see you next time. And remember, everyone, I got the beard, and you got the ears. I'll see you then.